Welcome to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I'm Yvette Hampton, producer and host of the upcoming documentary Schoolhouse Rocked, The Homeschool Revolution. On this podcast, we bring you the very best from today's homeschool leaders to help you start strong and finish well. This podcast is for you. If you have a guest or topic suggestion, email us at podcast@schoolhouserocked.com. Hey everyone, we are with my good friend Danielle Papagiorgio today, and I am so excited to have you on the podcast. And those who are listening to the podcast, they actually can't see us right now, but we are sitting side by side, and we are actually doing this podcast as a live Facebook recording of the podcast. Yeah. And so we're sitting in Greenville, South Carolina right now. So this is my friend Danielle. Hi.
Hi. It's so good to be on your podcast.
I am so glad to have you on the podcast today. We've had a fun week. We've been in Greenville with you all week exploring. Tell us about you.
Well, I'm Danielle Papagiorgio, spelled like Danielle, so it throws everybody off, but it's pronounced Danielle. And I'm married to my husband, John. We've been married for 19 years. We live on a little homestead in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we have three children. Connor is 17, Elena is 14, and Corbin is 7, and he keeps life fun and exciting.
He is a fun little guy. You do a conference. That is where we met you last July. Tell us about your conference and what you do and why you do it.
So the Life Schooling Conference, and you can actually find us at lifeschoolingconference.com. This just started, I think it's just something God had growing in my heart for a long time. I just had such a burden for families who would bring their kids home out of the school system or start from the beginning homeschooling, and they would just get burned out, and they were trying to do everything and trying to check all the boxes and look like every other homeschooling family, like they thought every other homeschooling worked. Sure. Because, you know, the truth is most of us don't have it all together. You know, even those of us who run a conference or do a movie about homeschooling, we don't have everything all figured out. We don't have it all together. But I just had such a burden for these families, because they would be on this journey and then they'd quit. And, you know, I know that for some, that, you know, like you said before, homeschooling's maybe not for everybody. But I obviously have a huge passion for it. So I wanted to do everything that I could to encourage families to continue on homeschooling their children. And I just really believe that children can learn so much through everyday life experiences. And so my heart is really for families to recognize that they don't have to check all the boxes necessarily, that life is such a wonderful teacher. Children learn best through real life experiences. It just makes sense. I mean, you think about the lessons that you've learned best in life, and it's usually because something happened in your life and there was an experience that helped to teach you. And then finding our children's gifts, because we're all here on this planet. God has put us here for a purpose, a specific purpose. He has a calling for our lives, and maybe several callings, you know, but he gives us gifts in order to bring him glory. And I think I learned this from the Benham brothers, but the word, the Hebrew word for work is actually the same as the word for worship. It's the same word. And that really struck me, because it's like, okay, if we're training our children to someday work, and that is the same as worship, then doesn't it make sense that we find what God actually put in them in order to worship with that, you know, to bring him glory with that, with what he's put in them? So that's kind of my heart. And
I love that.
Probably went on and on.
No. I love that so much. One of the things we tell our girls all the time is that they were made on purpose and for a purpose. And, you know, I think it's interesting, because when we think about school, about, you know, traditional school as we grew up and as we knew it, is that everyone has to get straight A's, which means you have to master everything.
Right.
You have to master history and science and math and, you know, all of language arts, all of these things, you have to master them.
Right.
Well, God didn't make us all to be the masters of science and history and math and language. Exactly. And, you know, now it's important, and we've talked about this so many times on the podcast, and in interviews and with people. He created us to learn these things so that we can understand him better. But everybody has a different bent. You know, my oldest daughter, She is a homemaker to the max. She loves children. Yeah. She loves cooking.
I've so seen it this week. Oh, it's so sweet.
Yeah, she loves organizing. I mean, she literally thrives on taking everything out of her closet or drawers or whatever and reorganizing it to make it look pretty.
Can she come over? Can she come to my house?
It's how God has gifted her. Mm-hmm. She enjoys reading certain books, but she hates math. And it's okay. Now, she has to learn math.
Sure, to get some function in the world.
She doesn't have to get to calculus. I couldn't care less if she never made it to calculus. Lacey, my little one, she loves math. Maybe she'll make it to calculus.
Sure.
I'm not going to teach it to her. But maybe she'll actually make it there. And God has created all of our kids on purpose and for a purpose. Mm-hmm. You know, you are an artist. Mm-hmm. You were actually an art major in college.
Little known fact. Do much of that anymore.
Yes. Yeah. And you're an incredible artist. I actually didn't know that you were an artist really until this week.
A lot of people don't. Yeah.
And you are incredibly talented.
Well, thank you.
As an
You're
artist.
Kind of convicting me. Like, I'm losing my gift.
Well, like you said.
But I am actually. I'm starting to do printables now on my site, which is
fun.
Really fun.
Oh, that's
when
fun.
I have time.
Yes. I didn't even know that you were doing that. So, actually, I think I did know that.
A little bit. But, yeah.
But, you know, God has created us all differently. And so I love the approach of life schooling. You know, for some people, they need a very structured homeschool day. That is how some moms are just bent, and their
some
kids
children.
Need that structure, and they crave that, and that is fantastic. And it's one of the beauties of homeschooling is that we have the opportunity to do what works best for our family. But you and I definitely fall under the category of life schoolers. More laid back. You know, not putting so much emphasis on the academics. There is an emphasis on it, but that is not what it's all about for us.
Right. It's priorities. And I try to tell people, because a lot of times people ask, well, is life schooling just unschooling then? And I try to differentiate that, because it really isn't, for a number of reasons. You know, everybody's on a different spectrum of scheduling and all that sort of thing. So I'm more on the loose side. So I probably appear more like an unschooler. But a lot of people are more structured. And again, like you said, they deal better with some structure. But I think the real heart behind life schooling is, again, just finding our children's gifts. And you can do that with the other philosophies. I think the real key is, how much practical life experience do you allow your children? How much do you let them learn through some real life projects? So probably if you're doing the school at home box, out of the box curriculum, it's probably really not going to be very life schooling ish.
Right.
But, you know, there's room for curriculum. I'm not anti-curriculum at all. And unschooling, again, just to differentiate a little bit, the whole unschooling philosophy kind of came out of hippies and, you know, the child knows best and they'll learn everything. It's so there's a lot of emphasis on the child. And not that we don't want to put any emphasis on what our children want to do, and again, what God's put in their heart to do, but it's not child-led. That's not what the whole life schooling thing is about. It's not child-led. There are certain things that my children need to know, and despite the fact that my daughter does not like American history, she's going to have to know some of American history because it's important. She lives in this country, so, you know, so there are certain things that I want my children to learn. That being said, a lot of that it's funny what they learn through just hearing things, just hearing the news, hearing different stories. You know, we loved like The Lamplighter, Jonathan Park, all of those kinds of things. And they've learned so much science from Jonathan Park.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. So, but just wanted to kind of differentiate there.
Sure.
Between that. But
yeah, I love that. I want you to tell the listeners about your daughter, Elena.
Okay.
And some of the things that she's done, because she is such a great example of life schooling. She is one that she would not fit well into the box of traditional school, but she is, tell them how old she is and what some of the things that she's accomplished, because it's pretty amazing.
Well,
what she's done.
Yeah. It's funny, because I'll just preface this by saying, a lot of times you see people in positions like us and you think, oh wow, they have it so together. And oh my goodness, look what her kids did. And this is, if you knew our family, there are things we're behind on. You know, I'm just going to be honest. And that is true of every single homeschooling family.
Let me interject really quickly. Don't forget behind. Should we come back to that? Or do we want to talk about
that? Let's just address it now because I'll probably forget. Yeah. So what is behind?
What is, according to the public school system.
Scope and sequence.
Scope and sequence. Because, you know, the public school system has come up with their, necessarily come up with their,
right, because they're a system.
They're a system.
So they have to,
and they have to stick with it. So, you know, at kindergarten, you should be doing this, this, and this. And in first grade, this, this, and this. And second grade, this, this, and this. And, you know, by the time you're in third grade, you should be reading fluently. And I, a good friend of mine, she said, you know, from kindergarten through third grade, you're learning to read. And in fourth grade on, you're reading to learn. Well,
because, you know, we're all the same.
Well, that's one of the things that homeschool moms get so discouraged about.
Right.
Is they look at, you know, especially if they've got, you know, their nieces and nephews or friends whose kids are in traditional school. And they're like, well, they're in fourth grade and they know all their multiplication facts. And my kid doesn't. So I must be doing something wrong. Right. And so we get this insecurity. And it's why so many homeschool moms feel so very insecure about their ability to teach. But we're doing the more one-room schoolhouse. You might have, you know, two kids, you might have five kids, or you might have eight kids, and you're teaching them all at the same time. And they're going to go at their pace. And it's one of the beauties of homeschooling that so many people don't see. God designed your child to excel at the level that they're supposed to excel at. Not to excel according to the school system.
That, you know, it didn't, surprisingly, the scope and sequence was not handed down on stone tablets from Mount Sinai.
Amazing.
Did you know that?
I did.
So, but we so want the best for our children. And there's this pressure that we as moms put on ourselves that if they're not reading by the time they're six, seven, 10,
we must be doing something terribly wrong.
And it's just, it's so not true. And I could tell stories of kids that learn to read really late and they're brilliant engineers. Because that is not what makes you smart or not smart. And it's such a privilege that in homeschooling they can go at their own pace. Because I know, just being in the school system, I went to a great Christian school. So I'm not knocking the school I went to. But all schools, even the very best, have their limitations. And it's just when you're in that type of a system, there's comparison. And even if the teachers are great and the system is great, the child, we all naturally compare ourselves against others. So when you're in a group of everybody the same age and, oh, they've all finished, I'll go back to the multiplication because I'm not a math person either. They've all finished their timed multiplication test and there's only two of us. I'm like one of the last ones finishing, and
you
I'm not
start
get
sweating.
And you
get
feel
all
like,
nervous.
Yeah,
everybody's
you've got
looking
this
at you.
Internal thing going through your head. I'm so dumb. I'm a loser. I can't do math. And you tell yourself that over and over, and it's self-fulfilling prophecy. You believe it. You know, that's just, you will believe it, and you will become what you believe. There's, you know, the Bible even talks about that and supports that idea as a man. Well, actually, I think I'm misquoting that one, but there's another verse that I can't think off the top of my head, but it's a biblical principle that, out of the heart are the issues of life. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So it's so important what our children think of themselves, and it's just a blessing that they don't have to be around the competition of keeping up.
And helping them to realize that their value and their worth is in Christ.
It's not in a letter.
It's not in what they get. You know, I think I was telling my mom, I love my mom dearly. She's so wonderful, but she wants my girls to have a report card. And I'm like, straight A's. We don't move on until they've mastered whatever it is that they're working on. So my girls have straight A's, just so you all know.
And my children do too.
And if you're homeschooling, your kids should also have straight A's.
But that's a system for the school. It was set up for the school system. So it's really irrelevant to us.
It is. And, you know, people require it. So, okay, they have straight A's. Yay.
They play along with the system.
They're on the honor roll. They're on the principal's list. And both of my girls, I guarantee, will be valedictorian of their classes.
That's quite an accomplishment.
It really is, isn't it? But really, I mean, yes, it is so great that, you know, kids get to move at their own pace and at their level and the way that God has created them and designed them to move. And they don't have to master every single thing They have to learn it. They have to learn the basics of it. Dorinda's great at talking about this. She's like, my goal was to teach my kids the basics of things. And guess what her kids have done? They've gone on to explore and learn about the things that really interested them. And that's what people do. You know, if you learn how to learn, and we can teach our kids to love learning, they'll learn about anything that they want to learn about.
Right.
That God has designed them to have an interest in.
Right. And the school system really, for the most part, kills that love of learning in our children. And so many kids get through, and I was just thinking, I never did answer your question way back when.
I don't know Elena. Oh, yes, we'll get back to
We'll circle back around. But, you know, so many kids go through the whole system, and they get up and through high school, and then it's like, you know, because you have to go to college. I'm saying that with a bit of sarcasm. I hope you all realize.
Yes.
So, you know, you've got to get ready for that. So you've got to know what you want to major in college. And their junior, senior year, high school, they don't even know who they are.
Right.
You know, and so they get to that point. Well, I don't know what I guess I'll major in business or, you know, whatever. They pick something that they think maybe sounds like they would like it, but they haven't had the life experience. They haven't had the opportunity that we can give them with life schooling to really experience things and try things and see, you know, do I like that or do I not? And so that kind of brings me back to Elena.
Yes. That was excellent at circling back around.
Thank you. I planned that. I did not plan that. So that brings me back to my daughter, because that's really something that God has just brought some really amazing experiences along for her to discover her gifts. Now, when she was about, like practically from the womb, she was very tiny, maybe two. And I just saw this little actress in her, because she would just, I'll never forget, we went to get family pictures done, which is something we sadly rarely do. It's just hard to get there. Anyway, so one of the rare moments. But so she was, we were getting a picture of just her, and she was standing there. The photographer would be like, okay, now put your hand on your hip. And she's going. And like doing all this stuff.
Posing.
And she would say the most hilarious things, and her vocal expressiveness. I'm like, oh my goodness, this little girl's an actress. And so I would say, hey, you know, maybe you should try some acting, as she got a little bit older, but she was still young. And of course there was that hesitation on my part too. I mean, who wants their kid in Hollywood,
right?
Like, as a conservative Christian family. Yeah. So I did have that, but yet I saw this clear gift from the Lord in her. And God knows these things. And that's another thing I want to encourage you. Wait on the Lord, because if your child has a gift, God's going to bring things into your path that will allow you to pull that out of them. And sure enough, that's exactly what God did. So we go to a very small church, and we happen to have a director who goes to our church. And he was asked to, by the Kendrick brothers, they were asked by Family Life to do this movie, and it wasn't something they could fit in their schedule at the time. So they called on Kevin Peebles to direct this movie. And so,
say the name of the movie real quick.
Yes, the name of the movie is Like Arrows, The Art of Parenting.
It's excellent.
Amazing.
It made me cry.
It made me cry. And it's not just because, honestly, it really is an excellent movie. Yeah. Not just because my daughter's in it.
Yeah.
It truly is. So he was looking at my son, thinking that my son fit this one particular role, and he asked if Connor could audition, and I said, sure. And here's another thing. Don't be afraid. If the Lord prompts you in something, follow that, even if it's a little uncomfortable. I'm not the kind that likes to push for my children, and, you know, and that whole acting area, you're like kind of afraid to be that mom, you know? So I'm like, yeah, sure. I said, but do you mind if my daughter auditions also, because, you know, I know you have this other role and she's really the actress? He's like, oh yeah, sure. Well, little did I know, Kevin already had someone in mind for this role. And there were 12 other girls that auditioned. So long story short, they got callbacks. We went down to Atlanta. Actually, yeah, it's a bit of a long story, but it's really a God story. So we're driving. We had an insane week the week before the callbacks, where we had to drive down to Atlanta. Just insane. So she didn't have a bit of time to practice her lines at all. We get down there. She's practically in tears in the car because she's not ready. I'm like, Elena, if this is what God wants you to do, he's going to open the doors and make it happen. And I don't know how much faith I really had when I said that, but I'm trying to encourage her, you know, and shame on me. But so we get to the audition. She does a great job, apparently. And then Connor did not get the part because he didn't fit with there were other ages. And so that was the issue. He did a great job. But Elena ended up getting the role. And so I found out later that she really impressed them. And the acting coach said to me, she said, you know, because I told her the story, I said, she told me, I understand Elena wasn't even ready. She wasn't prepared. I said, yeah, no. And I told her the backstory. She said, you know, that was just the Lord, because I was able to see what she could do on the spot.
Yeah.
Without having everything all rehearsed.
Right.
And so, yeah, she
and
got
she
the
was
role.
Fantastic oh, in that
you.
Role. I mean, it was so very natural. She did a great job. But because you life school.
Right.
And because you homeschool, you had the opportunity to.
Yeah, because there was no academics going on that week.
Right.
I can assure you. You know, it
reading.
Was. Reading. Yes. Memorizing.
Speech.
Yes. And that brings me to another point, because so often we think of things in such a tight, narrow way, and we just divide everything out. But if you look, if you think of it a little bit reverse, and you start looking for the academics that are coming into play in everyday life situations, they're all there. And that's the reason why you can do school this way. And they turn out educated and they know stuff because they're learning it. But see, we think we always, and I'm not against planning, please hear what I'm saying, but we think we always have to rigidly structure and plan every single thing that our child needs to learn, or they're not going to learn it. And that's just not true, because the Lord brings the learning opportunities. And even now, I'll just talk about my son. So my kids are working with their friends on a movie together, just a little short movie.
Being directed by Matthew McCoskey.
By Matthew McCoskey, yes.
There's
so
your shout out, Matthew.
He's an awesome director.
Just so y'all know, Matthew is going to be a world famous director one day in the Christian film industry. That man's going to make a difference in this world. So
no, it's really
remember
neat.
That name.
Yes, Matthew McCoskey.
Write it down. Tattoo it on your arm. Well, maybe don't do that.
Yeah. Well, it's been really, it's, I just heard what you said. I'm so focused. But it's been so amazing to see just all of the life lessons, first of all, that they've learned. I mean, you don't learn about communication, conflict resolution, all of these things by reading out of a textbook. Okay, how do you resolve conflict? I mean, those, again, those are the real life things that these children need to learn to be successful in the world. And they're learning it through this movie. And then again, going back to the academics. So I tried to figure out a schedule for my son this year. I'm really laid back because he's 17 and, you know, it's time.
Right.
So really trying to, that's just a struggle for me, but really trying to work on getting a more set schedule and figuring out what he's actually done academically to be able to plug it into the boxes if and when he should decide to go to college, which is not really the path that he's on at this point. And it's amazing when you start looking at the things that they have done, how the academics come. So the movie, he's been writing the script. He's been responsible for a lot of that. And so in writing the script, he's put in hours upon hours of time writing. That's English, right?
Right.
I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Totally.
The whole reason we learn to write is so that we can do things
so
like
we can
that.
Write a screenplay or whatever.
Or a book. Or
exactly. So, And so for my daughter, the English came in with writing a book. So she's written a book called No Return. It's on Amazon. Go check it out. Shameless mom plug.
By Elena Papagiorgio.
Elena Papagiorgio. But yeah, so she wrote a book, and this is something I had no idea that she even had this gift, but she just kept telling me how much she wanted to write, and she loved to write, and she started writing. So and it was during a time when we had quite a lot going on in our family, moving out to our homestead, downsizing, remodeling before we moved in. So she just took off and wrote. And I'll never forget when I came across one of her things she had written. I'm like, what? Where did, surely Elena didn't write this. And I was just blown away by the fact that she could do this. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of work. But that's years, and it was years of writing and me editing. It was mostly me because I was the editor and I'm busy. But it was just such an amazing experience to go through that. And she learned a lot of grammar and a lot of
No better English. Way to do it. No better
there
way
isn't.
To do it. We don't learn to write so that we can, you know, fill in blanks on worksheets given to us by our teacher or our mom. We learn to write, you know, so that we can
do real world things.
Do real world things. You know, whether it's writing a business letter or a resume or a book or a screenplay or whatever it is. I mean, they're just everything that we're teaching our kids in homeschooling is to prepare them for life.
Exactly.
And so if we can give them those real life experiences now, I mean, that it doesn't get better than that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
And it makes the learning so real.
It does.
It just
does.
Really solidifies it. And I will say, there's absolutely a place for curriculum.
Sure.
And you know, we've done grammar, probably not as much as I would like to, honestly. But again, they've done these other things and it's given me an opportunity, like with the editing, to go back and say, and her grandmother, because her grandmother did editing for a while. And so she helped with the grammatical part and all of that. And to go back and say, okay, well, what's wrong with this sentence? And you know, you should have a period here, not a comma.
Right. Right. You know, it's very exciting. Well, we have so much enjoyed getting to know you and spending time with you this week. And
the
great encouragement that you are to so many families and so many moms. I think going to your conference last year, the Life Schooling Conference, I was so surprised to see how many dads were there. I mean, there were a lot of dads that were there. It seemed like there were more couples than there were just moms. And I thought that was really... It was different than a lot of other conferences that we go to. So talk very quickly. We have just a couple minutes left. Talk about the Life Schooling Conference and what your plans are with that for this next year.
Yeah, sure. Well, the Life Schooling Conference, again, I've given you kind of the background of that. And it's in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we did 2 years in a row. And then I took this year off because it was just a lot with our family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's something that God's really been... We always need to be so listening to the Holy Spirit in our homeschooling, in whatever God's called us to do outside of that ministry-wise. And so I just really felt God putting on my heart, as much as I love to do this, that I needed to take a year off. So that's what I did this year and focus more on my family, because as they get older, they have different kinds of needs. And so then I was really praying through it this year and just... kind of unsettled on the thought of doing that again. And it's a lot of work to run a real live in-person conference.
Yeah.
That's really where my heart is, honestly, as we talked about before, because I really believe that one-on-one, like we're doing right here, like we've done all week, being together and talking together in person, there's something about that that's very important.
Yeah.
However, there are seasons.
Yes.
And so for this season in my life, I just prayed and asked the Lord, just make it really obvious what I'm supposed to do, because I didn't want to cancel it again. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do it, but trying to find a different way. And online conferences now are becoming very popular.
Yes.
So put out a little survey, and sure enough, I mean, boom, God couldn't have made it any clearer.
Yeah.
This is what I'm supposed to do. This is what people are really interested in. And so that's what we're going to do. And we've got some amazing speakers I'm working on lining up, and I won't say who they are yet.
No.
But if you go to the website, that is from 2017. Just to give you a flavor, you can look through the page, and that's from our conference in 2017. And
you've had Israel Wayne, you've had the Benham Brothers.
Mm-hmm. We
did. Ray Perry. Who are some of the others? Kevin Swanson from Generations.
Kevin Swanson, exactly. He came.
You've had some great speakers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm excited about who you have coming this next year. Tell me the website again.
LifeSchoolingConference.com.
Okay.
So you can go there. I'm also relaunching my podcast on the 17th, and I'll be with the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. But that you can find past podcast episodes on the front page of the conference, Life Schooling Conference
page. Got some great podcasts.
Yes,
so very cool. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for your hospitality this week.
Absolutely.
If you missed the beginning of this podcast, we've been staying with Danielle this whole week in Greenville, South Carolina.
At my parents' house.
At your parents' house.
I don't live in Greenville, just they so people don't get
they
confused.
They went on vacation. Right. They went on vacation, so you came here. Uh-huh. We've been hanging out all week, and it's been a great week.
It has been.
Thank you for just your sweet hospitality.
It's been so fun. It's been a blessing to me. I was sharing with your husband. We don't get to do hospitality much with just health situation with my husband and different situations. Mm-hmm. So it's been a blessing to me.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we are very anxious to have a house again. At some point, we will. Yeah. We will not always live in our little teeny tiny
Why
RV.
Why not? Don't you like the
shower? Though the refrigerator doesn't smell
like
anymore. but we won't always live there, but we are very anxious to get into a house so we can host people. It has been the most incredible blessing for us, and we've made so many good friends and are so very blessed by the community who's come alongside of us. And
it's neat to see.
And just supported us through hospitality. It's been incredible. So thank you for your time this week. Thank you for being on the podcast. Thank you for those of you who have stuck with us through this live. Hopefully it's still going. I'm not even on that side of the camera. So
I'm sure it is.
It may have stopped a long time ago, but we are doing this live on Facebook.
Yes.
And again, if you missed the announcement before, please go to the Kickstarter campaign and help support. Go to schoolhouserocked.com. And even if the Kickstarter is over, you can still support the movie through the website. Mm-hmm. We actually have a 501c3 that we work through. And so you can donate and get a tax deduction for the donation if the Kickstarter is over when you're listening to this.
Yep, so important.
But yes, please share it. Share with your friends. And we're excited about it. So thank you so much, Danielle.
Thank you.
So great to have you on. And thank you all for listening and being with us today. Have a great weekend. We are praying for those of you, again, who are in the way of the storm, and just praying for God's protection over you. Have a great day. For great homeschooling videos, articles, giveaways, and more, check out members.schoolhouserocked.com and use the coupon code PODCAST10 to save 10% on any paid Backstage Pass membership. Backstage Pass members get exclusive access to full interviews from the cast of Schoolhouse Rocked and so much more. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and leave a review. Until next time, I'm Yvette Hampton, wishing you the joys of community and the wisdom to teach and learn. God bless.